Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Today we're talking about connectedness. When you think about that, what are you actually thinking about? You know, me, I'm thinking about how I'm connected to everything that's out there, from, you know, the stars, to the earth, to the moon, sun, trees, the animals. And if you really think about it, if it wasn't for any of those things, I mean any of them, you wouldn't be alive. You need all of them. You need the animals to eat, the food, the vegetation to eat for food. You need the sunlight for vitamin D and for warmth and for air and for everything else. And you need the earth, you need the ocean, you need the water, you need the dirt to grow things. You need the water to drink. You need the moon, you know, for the gravitational pull and to keep everything in balance. You need the stars because you need those atoms. What comes from those things? That's what makes you up of who you are. Did you know that that if you're like 15, 16, by the time you get to be 25, all of the atoms in your body have changed in and out several times. You are not the same person that you were when you were 15. Your atoms actually exchanged on out. So you have to feel connected. And those atoms are somewhere else. Somebody else might be using them. But you're connected. That's the point. You're connected to everything. And without any of those things, you know, you wouldn't survive. So now, knowing that, would you go and put out the sun for its energy and to use it all up, knowing that your children and your children's children wouldn't be able to survive? Heck no. Same way with the water. Are you going to pollute it, you know? How absurd is that? It's unthinkable. Why would you pollute the water when you know millions need to drink it? Same way with the earth. You know, would you deplete all the earth's minerals that are in the soil to help grow food for all the people? Would you deplete that? No, you wouldn't. Would you go and you mine the moon, knowing that the gravitation of the moon will go spinning off into space, and you knowing full well that the moon is connected to the waters here on Earth, and that they're going to go crazy if the moon isn't there? Would you go and mine the moon till it's out of place, or even the Earth itself? You know, we're connected magnetically. Would you go and mine that connection? No. That connectedness is what connects us all. And whether you like it or not, whether you think or not that you can gain profit by any of that, is one of the biggest mistakes ever. You have to have a connectedness in order to survive, in order to live, in order for your children's children to live. You have to have that connectedness. and balance. So, in the Ojibwe way of life, that's what we are. We're all connected. We're all one. We're not different. We're not separated. We're unique, yeah, you know, in the sense that we can think. But does that make us greater and, you know, better than any other being on the face of the earth, that you can deplete everybody else's food supply and water supply and all of those types of things just so you can have more than the next person? I mean, how much more does a person need? In order to be connected, you need very little, and the earth will, Earth Mother will provide that for you. Do you need much of anything else? No. You know, a little love, a little human kindness, you know, maybe some animal love, you know. Hey, gotta have that pet, you know. Pet that just follows you around and adores you. Connected. Sometimes we connect ourselves, we go buy a pet fish, and we get connected that way. Sometimes we go and get a llama. Seen people have llamas, turtles, and all of those types of animals, just to be close to them. We've even seen people have wolves and those types of animals. And do I recommend them? No. I think that a pet rock is good enough. Maybe a dog, maybe a cat. And get connected. You know, through their eyes, through their lives. See how they're connected to the earth. You know, they'll sniff things and eat the grasses and eat whatever else is out there. And how they're dependent upon it. And all the food doesn't just come from the store. It has to come from somewhere. And it comes from the earth. So don't be so disconnected that you don't know the difference. Okay, well, thank you for tuning on in, and we'll see you again next week. Miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Miigwech.